This
for
is
a better life.
For a better life.
فرمود بعثت لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق.
The Holy Prophet of Islam says, "I have been sent to complete noble manners."
In the name of the one who loves us more than we love him, in the name of Allah, the subtle, the most generous. Dear brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to another program for a better life here on IRIB English Radio. I'm your host, Sayyid Wahid Alawi. As I said in the previous program, dear brothers and sisters, we should lower our expectations and not be angry when people do not show respect to us. We should have reached a certain maturity, a certain level of self-confidence that we should not demand that from others. If someone disrespects you even, you should have such a self-confidence and have worked on yourself, self-development, self-help, whatever you want to call it, to such a degree, to such a level that you do not feel offended. And even if you feel offended, dear brothers and sisters, in the beginning of your self-help journey, you should work on yourself. Don't express that you have become offended. Work on yourself and just let it go. Let it go and continue with your life. As I said in the previous program, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi did not expect others to respect him. He did not consider himself better than others. It is the community's duty to respect him, but he wanted to show that one should not expect others to respect him, nor should he consider himself better than others. The Messenger of Allah did not consider himself better than his nation. Instead, he considered himself their servant. And when someone, an Arab Bedouin, entered Medina, he said that you're eating like a slave, you're sitting down on the ground like a slave, you're not acting like the kings of other regions. He said, should I not be the best of the slaves of Allah? Should I not be the best of the servants of Allah? And you have the good example of our dear Prophet Isa al-Masih, Jesus Christ alayhi salam, where he washed the feet of the companions, the 12 Hawariyun, the 12 disciples of Isa al-Masih. He said, I ask you for a favor, please do not say no. And when they accepted, he sat down on the ground and he washed their feet. And he said, I'm doing this so that you may do this for the coming generations, for the other people coming after you, and that you would not feel the arrogance, that the arrogance would not enter you. These are examples for all of us. So the noble Prophet of Allah, Muhammad al-Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, did not expect anything from his companions. He was a servant sent by Allah. For this reason, his reward is also with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Respecting and loving his family, which has been ordered, is for the Muslims. It is a benefit for the Muslims themselves. So when we recite the supplication, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad, O Allah, send your blessings upon the Prophet and his progeny. This is a benefit for ourselves and not primarily for the Prophet. Yes, the Prophet will reach higher and loftier stations in spirituality in the hereafter. But it is also for ourselves, especially the religious scholars and the seminary students should follow the strategy of the Prophet, and also the layman. All this is, the Prophet's example is an example for all of us, not only for the religious scholars and the seminary students, but it is primarily for them who study in the Islamic seminaries. And also for everyone else, that we should follow the strategy of the Prophet. One of the great scholars said that a scholar should expect people to throw stones at him when he leaves his house And when that does not happen, he should be thankful. A scholar should not expect people to greet him, treat him with respect, and kiss his hands or open up a spot so he will sit in the most prominent rank or prominent line in the mosque, for example, in the first line of the mosque, for example. No, that should not be the case. The scholar should not have such expectations. He should actually be the one who says salam first.
We were given so many prizes. We changed the desert into oases. We built buildings of different lengths and sizes, and we felt so very satisfied. We bought and bought and couldn't stop buying. We gave charity to the poor 'cause we couldn't stand there crying. We thought we paid our dues, but in fact, to ourselves we're just lying. Oh, I'm walking with my head lowered in shame for my place. I'm walking with my head lowered for my race. Yes, it's easy to blame everything on the West, when in fact our focus should be on ourselves. I'm walking with my head lowered in shame for my place. I'm walking with my head lowered for my race. Yes, it's easy to blame everything on the West, when in fact our focus should be on ourselves. Is it satisfied? Is Allah satisfied? Is Allah satisfied?
We are the followers of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. We have heard about how much he has been tortured, how much he has been hurt by the people, and how much he prayed for them, and how much he asked from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how much he asked forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for his nation. We have heard how bad he has been treated, and how much he has been hit by stones and bones, for example, in the city of Ta'if, and also in Mecca. So I should not say that I am a scholar, or I am a Sayyid, or I am a Muslim. I should be respected more than the non-Muslim. These kind of expectations should not exist within us. We should self-develop ourselves and help ourselves work on our personalities so that these kind of expectations vanishes, disappears, annihilates. So if someone does not respect you, dear brothers and sisters, we should not become angry. The prophets and the imams, alayhum assalam, did not have these kind of expectations. You should not expect others to serve you. Instead, you should serve mankind. Do not desire to become higher or better than others. Instead, follow the path of the Prophet and the pure Imams. Do recall the example of the noble Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, when he, in a small group of companions, were in the desert and they were gathering. All of them said, we will do this task and that task. And the Prophet stood up and said, and then I would make the fire. I will make the fire. And they said, no, O Prophet, you should not make anything. We should make it for you. We should make all those tasks for you. And the Prophet said, no, Allah does not love the one who does not do anything and let others do everything for him. So the Prophet stood up and did his share of the work. Someone was cooking, someone was gathering wood, and someone was butchering the animal, and the Prophet was making the fire. So we should serve mankind, Muslim or non-Muslim. Do not desire to become higher or better than others. We should follow the path of the prophets and the imams. We should not expect greetings. And in this regard, of course, the people have their own duty. That's all for today's program, For a Better Life, here on IRIB English Radio. Till next time, dear brothers and sisters, lower your expectations have anger management, and take the middle course in everything. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Your mercy, your love is all I need.
Love is all I need.
So all I need. All I need.
Love is all I need.
All I need.
Love is all I need.
Oh, 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 oh.
'Cause your love is all I need. To be all I need. And I know that you see how much you mean to me. You mean to me, 'cause your love is all I need, to be all I can be, and I know that you see how much you mean to me.
Your love is all I need.